Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 8. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's tipptopp. Und dir, Marc?
Ah, tipptopp. Das gefällt mir. I like that. Tipptopp. Mir geht's tipptopp. Ja, mir geht's auch tipptopp. So, we're back with another episode of the Coffee Break German Travel Diaries. We are recording this at a distance. Again, we're trying to make sure that we can continue to bring our travel diaries to you, even if there are restrictions. Now, there are restrictions on travel at the moment, and that's why we are traveling virtually with Karin and her family as they move along the Deutsche Alpenstrasse in their Wohnmobil, and we are following their journey. Today, what's happening, Andrea?
Well, they're obviously still thinking of their amazing trip to the Zugspitze, and then they move along the Serpentinen that we have seen before and are going to look at a lovely church that is a UNESCO Welterbe, so World Heritage Site.
Okay, that sounds an interesting episode, so let's get straight on with the show. Los geht's!
Genau.
As usual, we'll listen to the text first and then we'll discuss all the language contained in this episode.
Tag 8. Ein regnerischer Waldspaziergang. Der gestrige Tag war so intensiv, dass wir heute alle ausgeschlafen haben. Nach dem üblichen Frühstück im Wohnmobil haben wir uns fertig gemacht und sind wieder weitergefahren. Über Nacht war es recht kühl geworden und der Himmel war grau. Da hatten wir gestern aber noch Glück mit der Zugspitze. Bald hat es auch angefangen zu regnen. Und so sind wir auf den Serpentinen etwas langsamer gefahren. Wir haben das Ammergebirge von seiner nördlichen Seite in Richtung Osten umfahren und sind durch viele kleine Ortschaften entlang der Ammer, dem Fluss, gefahren. Bei Steingaden haben wir angehalten, um die prachtvolle Wieskirche anzuschauen, die zum UNESCO-Welterbe gehört. Da es immer noch geregnet hat, hatten die Kinder nicht so viel Lust auf Wandern. Im Wald war es aber viel ruhiger und angenehmer. Alles hat nach Erde und Moos geduftet und man hat gehört, wie rundherum der Regen auf die Blätter prasselte. Wir sind auch nicht so nass geworden wie im Offenen. Schließlich haben uns die Baumkronen hoch über uns wie große Regenschirme geschützt. Gegen Nachmittag ist der Regen aber heftiger geworden und es war auch ziemlich kühl. Deshalb haben wir uns zum Campingplatz aufgemacht, um den Tag beim Kartenspielen und Abendessen im Wohnmobil ausklingen zu lassen.
Okay, so a slightly shorter text this time around, but still full of interesting vocabulary and some interesting expressions too. Starting with something that is very like what we experienced last time. In the last episode, we heard den heutigen Tag will ich am liebsten noch einmal erleben. And this time we're now talking about der gestrige Tag.
Ja, genau. Der gestrige Tag ist yesterday's day. And what is so interesting is that last time we looked at den heutigen Tag, and today we have der gestrige Tag. So what happened?
Well, last time, if I remember correctly, den heutigen Tag was the object of the sentence, because what Karin said was, I want to remember, or I want to relive today's day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was the object, and therefore it's in the accusative case. And here, der gestrige Tag is the subject of the sentence. So it's in the nominative case.
Genau, sehr gut, bravo.
So let's go through this text, and we'll start with der gestrige Tag.
Genau, der gestrige Tag war so intensiv, dass wir heute alle ausgeschlafen haben.
I think as Karin starts to read this, you can actually tell that she's still quite tired from the previous day. She's, der gestrige Tag war so intensiv. So yesterday's day, or yesterday was so intense that we all slept in today. Dass wir heute alle ausgeschlafen haben.
Genau, ja. Also, and this is a nice structure. It was so, dass, so zum Beispiel, ich habe so viele Kirschen gegessen, dass ich jetzt Bauchweh habe.
Right, so I have eaten so many cherries that I now have a sore stomach.
Genau, ja.
Mm-hmm. So something, das something. Okay, good.
Genau. Nach dem üblichen Frühstück im Wohnmobil haben wir uns fertig gemacht und sind wieder weitergefahren.
Okay, what is üblichen?
The usual.
All right, okay. So after our usual breakfast in the camper van, nach dem üblichen. So is that a dative form of the adjective?
Genau, ja.
Nach dem üblichen Frühstück im Wohnmobil haben wir uns fertig gemacht. We got ready.
Mhm.
Und sind wieder weitergefahren. And we drove on again.
Genau. Ja, super. Über Nacht war es recht kühl geworden. Und der Himmel war grau.
So, overnight war es recht kühl geworden. Did it become really quite cool?
Ja, genau.
Okay.
Genau. So, nice use of Pluperfekt hier, war geworden.
Okay.
Ja. Und der Himmel war grau.
Right, so it had become really quite cool and the sky was grey.
Genau, ja. Da hatten wir gestern aber noch Glück mit der Zugspitze.
I'm curious about the da, but we were lucky yesterday with the Zugspitze because they had nice weather. But what's the da?
The da we use to point, it's just a filler really. We don't really, it doesn't have a semantic value, but we often use it. So zum Beispiel, da hast du Glück gehabt. That is just a set phrase.
Okay.
Da hast du aber Glück gehabt. Da hatten wir Glück. Da haben wir Glück gehabt.
Okay, so we were lucky yesterday with the Zugspitze.
Genau, ja. Bald hat es auch angefangen zu regnen. Und so sind wir auf den Serpentinen etwas langsamer gefahren.
Right, so it also started to rain soon afterwards. Bald hat es auch angefangen zu regnen. Bald hat es auch angefangen. I'm reading the transcript here and I'm seeing a comma there. Bald hat es auch angefangen, comma, zu regnen. Is that necessary?
Yes, the comma is necessary because bald hat es auch angefangen is a clause and zu regnen is also a clause. And we separate clauses by either comma or with und.
Okay.
Or both, sometimes both.
Okay, so bald hat es auch angefangen zu regnen und so sind wir auf den Serpentinen etwas langsamer. Ah, okay, so the, and as a result we drove more slowly along the winding roads of the mountains.
Genau, ja, super. So we could put a comma before the und, if we wanted, because after the und follows an entire main clause, but it's not necessary, it's optional.
Okay, I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, these are all the new interpunctuation rules. Well, new, they're from the 90s.
Okay, I'm guessing for learners they might still feel new.
Yes.
Everything's new to me. Okay, let's continue.
Wir haben das Ammergebirge von seiner nördlichen Seite in Richtung Osten umfahren und sind durch viele kleine Ortschaften entlang der Ammer, dem Fluss, gefahren.
Right, lots of details here. Wir haben das Ammergebirge von seiner nördlichen Seite, so wie umfahrende, does that mean like to drive round?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we drove round the Amur Mountains?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the Gebirge there? Is it linked to Berg?
Ja, das Gebirge is a mountain range.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah. I have to say something about your pronunciation, Mark.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's umfahren, because umfahren, spelled exactly the same way, which would be to run over it.
Right, so is this, what's going on here?
Also, this is why we love German, okay? So there is umfahren with the stress on fahren,
yeah.
Umfahren, which means to drive around it.
Okay.
And umfahren with the stress on which means to drive over it.
And are these both spelled exactly the same way?
Exactly the same, yeah. There are some memes on the internet about this.
Okay, right. So, and just to double check, are they both, are either of them separable?
Yes, so umfahren, so to run over something, uh-huh, is separable.
But umfahren, to drive around something, is not separable?
That's right.
Wow.
I can give you an example.
That will help.
I'm going to make an example with in the perfect, mm-hmm, okay? So let's look at umfahren, so run over something. Mm-hmm. So zum Beispiel, er hat die Tafel umgefahren. So he ran over a sign.
Right, okay, yep.
Okay, so now he drove around the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Er hat die Tafel umfahren.
Right, I see the difference. So obviously because of the separable nature of umfahren, mm-hmm, and I think with all the separable verbs, you stress that first syllable, don't you?
Exactly, yeah.
So umfahren, when it's separable, we put the g in there, umgefahren, for the past participle.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it's umfahren, without the separable bit, then it just becomes umfahren, which is the same as the infinitive, yeah?
Genau, yeah, super.
Okay, so very interesting. We circumnavigated, or we drove around the Amur mountain range from mm-hmm. its north or northerly side in the mm-hmm. easterly direction. Is that right?
Genau, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then und sind durch viele kleine Ortschaften and then through many small places or towns, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along the Amur River drove. So, and then we drove through many small towns along the Amur River.
Yeah. Should I read this again?
I think so, yeah. Especially with so that we can hear the umfahren part.
Genau. Also, wir haben das Ammergebirge von seiner nördlichen Seite in Richtung Osten umfahren und sind durch viele kleine Ortschaften entlang der Ammer, dem Fluss, gefahren.
Okay, so we drove around the Ammer mountain range from its northerly side in the easterly direction and then drove through many small towns along the river Ammer. Okay, I think all this umfahren and umfahren has confused me somewhat, so I think we'll need to take a short break. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more.
One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back. We are following Karin along the Ammer River at the moment. I was just wondering more about this umfahren and umfahren. Are there other words that work the same way?
I can't really think of one off the top of my head, but I will obviously look into it. I love things like this. It makes me laugh.
Good stuff. Let's continue with our text then.
Bei Steingaden haben wir angehalten, um die prachtvolle Wieskirche anzuschauen, die zum UNESCO-Welterbe gehört.
Right, so at Steingaden, we stopped, haben wir angehalten, um die prachtvolle Wieskirche. So in order to look at the something Wieskirche, I'm not sure, but prachtvolle.
Glorious?
Glorious, oh right. Mm-hmm. So the glorious Wieskirche. Die zum UNESCO Welterbe gehört. Is that which belongs to the World Heritage Sites collection or something like that?
Yes, exactly. So das Erbe is heritage. Mm-hmm. It's also inheritance, but in this case it's heritage. Mm-hmm. So it's that belongs to the UNESCO World Heritage.
Okay.
Da es immer noch geregnet hat, hatten die Kinder nicht so viel Lust auf Wandern. Im Wald war es aber viel ruhiger und angenehmer.
Okay, so da es immer noch geregnet hat, since it was still raining?
Genau, ja.
Hatten die Kinder nicht so viel Lust auf... So the children didn't feel that much like hiking?
Genau, ja.
Im Wald war es aber viel ruhiger. But it was more peaceful and pleasant in the forest.
Yeah, so it was maybe calmer.
Calmer, okay.
Ja, ruhiger, yeah. Calmer, so that you couldn't probably hear the rain so much. Mm-hmm. Alles hat nach Erde und Moos geduftet. Und man hat gehört, wie rundherum der Regen auf die Blätter prasselte.
Right, interesting vocabulary in here, and I'm not sure about all of this, but I see Erde, which is earth, mm-hmm. You could hear something, how around us the rain, oh, there's the Blätter, which you mentioned last time, that's the leaves. So could you hear how the rain was hitting the leaves?
Genau, ja, so Regen prasselt, and that is when it makes this sound on a surface.
Like it's pelting down?
Genau. Ja.
So Alison hat nach Erde und Moos geduftet. What's moos?
Moos is the green stuff that grows
moss.
When it's... Yeah,
of course,
genau.
Sorry. And geduftet?
It's when it smells nice. Ja, duften is the opposite of stinken.
Right, so stinken is when it smells nasty, and mm-hmm. duften
is when it smells nice.
Right, okay. Ja?
So instead of, oh, das riecht gut, we can say, das duftet.
Das duftet, right. Mm-hmm. And the gut is in there already because it's a positive smell. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Genau, ja.
Good, so everything smelled of earth and moss, and... you could hear how the rain was pelting the leaves around us.
Genau, ja. Super. Wir sind auch nicht so nass geworden wie im Offenen. Schließlich haben uns die Baumkronen hoch über uns wie große Regenschirme geschützt.
Okay, wir sind auch nicht so nass. So nass is wet, isn't it?
Genau, ja.
So we didn't get as wet as we would have out in the open.
Genau, ja.
Schließlich, that's like after all, haben uns die Baumkronen, is that the tree canopy?
Yeah, so the tops of the trees.
All right, so the treetops, yeah.
Yeah, where all the leaves are. Das ist die Baumkrone.
So, after all, the treetops sheltered us.
Genau.
High above us. The treetops high above us sheltered us like big umbrellas, Regenschirme.
Yeah, genau. Genau, ja, super.
So, geschützt, what's the literal meaning of geschützt?
Protect.
Ah,
ja,
okay.
Schützen ist to protect.
Okay.
Ja? So, I'll read the sentence again, okay?
Yeah, that would be good.
Wir sind auch nicht so nass geworden wie im Offenen. Schließlich haben uns die Baumkronen hoch über uns wie große Regenschirme geschützt.
Right, so we also didn't get as wet as we would have out in the open. After all, the treetops high above us protected us like big umbrellas.
Genau, super.
Good.
Ja. Gegen Nachmittag ist der Regen aber heftiger geworden und es war auch ziemlich kühl.
Okay, was gegen?
Towards.
Towards, all right. Okay, so towards the afternoon, the rain got heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also quite cool.
Genau, ja. So we use gegen zum Beispiel, when I say, I don't know, I come to your house. Mm-hmm. Ich komme gegen 5 Uhr. So I'll be there towards 5.
So Andrea, is gegen a preposition? And if so, what case does it take?
So this is a very good question, which I had to look up myself. Gegen can be a preposition, but it can also be an adverb. When it's a preposition, then it means against. So, for example, Fritz ist gegen Hausaufgaben. Yeah, so Fritz okay. is against homework, probably because he doesn't like doing homework. Mm-hmm. So, and then it's gegen plus an accusative.
Right, okay.
However, here in our example, it means towards. It doesn't mean against. So it's an adverb and thus doesn't need a case afterwards.
Right. I think maybe in my mind I'm thinking about gegenüber, which is a different preposition.
Yes.
Ah, okay. That seems to make sense if here is an adverb, gegen Nachmittag, towards the afternoon.
Genau.
Okay, let's finish off.
Deshalb haben wir uns zum Campingplatz aufgemacht, um den Tag beim Kartenspielen und Abendessen im Wohnmobil ausklingen zu lassen.
Right, another umzu in there. So deshalb, that's why, for this reason, haben wir uns zum Campingplatz aufgemacht. So we headed to the campsite,
mm-hmm.
um den Tag beim Kartenspielen und Abendessen im Wohnmobil in order to something, to end the day, playing cards and having dinner in the camper van?
Ja, das ist sehr gut. So, when we look at ausklingen, klingen is to sound, to ring.
To ring a bell, yeah.
Ja. And if you think of a bell that rings and then it gets quieter and quieter until you don't hear anything anymore, and that is uh-huh. ausklingen.
So it rings out, basically.
Ja, genau.
So to let the day ring out, literally.
Genau, ja, richtig.
Excellent. Okay, so what we're going to do now is listen through again to the whole passage, and hopefully, as ever, this will make more sense now that we've gone through the language in detail.
Tag 8. Ein regnerischer Waldspaziergang. Der gestrige Tag war so intensiv, dass wir heute alle ausgeschlafen haben. Nach dem üblichen Frühstück im Wohnmobil haben wir uns fertig gemacht und sind wieder weitergefahren. Über Nacht war es recht kühl geworden und der Himmel war grau. Da hatten wir gestern aber noch Glück mit der Zugspitze. Bald hat es auch angefangen zu regnen. Und so sind wir auf den Serpentinen etwas langsamer gefahren. Wir haben das Ammergebirge von seiner nördlichen Seite in Richtung Osten umfahren und sind durch viele kleine Ortschaften entlang der Ammer, dem Fluss, gefahren. Bei Steingaden haben wir angehalten, um die prachtvolle Wieskirche anzuschauen, die zum UNESCO-Welterbe gehört. Da es immer noch geregnet hat, hatten die Kinder nicht so viel Lust auf Wandern. Im Wald war es aber viel ruhiger und angenehmer. Alles hat nach Erde und Moos geduftet und man hat gehört, wie rundherum der Regen auf die Blätter prasselte. Wir sind auch nicht so nass geworden wie im Offenen. Schließlich haben uns die Baumkronen hoch über uns wie große Regenschirme geschützt. Gegen Nachmittag ist der Regen aber heftiger geworden und es war auch ziemlich kühl. Deshalb haben wir uns zum Campingplatz aufgemacht, um den Tag beim Kartenspielen und Abendessen im Wohnmobil ausklingen zu lassen.
Okay, so another episode of our Coffee Break German Travel Diaries. We've enjoyed this. I think I can almost smell this is the smell of earth and moss and the rain. I've been in many rainy German situations, and indeed some Swiss ones too, and some Austrian ones too. And I think it's you do get this feeling of kind of not quite warm rain, but that kind of mild rain. And there's definitely a smell associated with that, and it's lovely.
Genau, ja. And otherwise, you could just step out of your door, Mark, because where I am, it's raining, and I think where you are too.
Yeah, I have to say it's a different smell of rain, though, in Scotland than it is
in the German
the German Wald and so on. Okay, we are going to finish off there. Of course, you can check out the premium version of the Travel Diaries, and that gives you access to the video version where we pause the text and you can practice your pronunciation by reading along with that, and our lesson notes where we provide extra examples and further explanations of all the language in the text. You can find that at the Coffee Break Academy. That's coffeebreakacademy.com.
As ever, we'd like to remind you that you can join us and practice your German with us on social media. We post regular updates on Twitter with links to all our lessons. We share language challenges and cultural insights on our Facebook page. And you can follow Karin's journey on Instagram, where we are posting photos of all of the lovely places they're visiting. Just search for Coffee Break Languages.
We will be back soon with the 9th installment of our Travel Diaries. Until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.